Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Employers, simplify your pension scheme with a Zurich Master Trust. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Now, whether it's descaling your kettle or cleaning your dishwasher filter, when was the last time you did a good spring clean? With the rise of clean talk, yes, clean talk, Gen Z are learning vital life skills about how to clean from social media, would you believe it? So does this go hand in hand with home economics? Well, clean talk influencer, or Cleanfluencer, as I've heard them called, Donna Louise, a.k.a. at Mrs. Houseproud, joins us now alongside Helen Allen, a home economics teacher at St. Angela's in Cork. So at Mrs. Houseproud, you're very welcome to the programme.
Oh, hiya, how are you?
Not too bad. And Helen, you're welcome to the programme.
Hi, Cormac. Thanks for having me on.
Now, are you a Cleanfluencer on social media as well, Helen?
I'm not on social media myself. Now, I do use the TikTok and social media as a hook in my classroom.
Okay.
To create like interaction and encourage participation in my class.
Okay, so you might be using some of the videos that are put out by at Mrs. Houseproud, Donna Louise. What kind of stuff do you do? Tell people, Donna.
Well, I like to share my cleaning tips and home organizing tips via my Instagram and TikTok, mostly my Instagram. A lot of people find them interesting, therapeutic to watch, and also gives them a bit of motivation to get up and, you know, do these things themselves at home.
What's popular then?
Both, but mostly organising. Organising's like, I don't know, everybody really likes, you know, I suppose when you organise, you can actually save space in your home and your home is like tidy, you know, where everything is. So I think out of the both, that would be the most popular. Organising would be more popular than cleaning.
Really? My God. And you say people find it therapeutic.
Yeah, therapeutic to watch, and it gives them motivation to do it themselves as well.
I wonder, does it? Or I wonder, are people just watching you cleaning, Donna Louise, and then they've got their fix for the day and they sit in their own filth? Tell me this.
No, they do say. They do say, like, oh, yeah, I didn't realise that maybe my dishwasher or tumble dryer had a filter and I didn't know that was there and I didn't know how often you need to clean that. So, yeah, it actually does motivate people to get up and do these things. And, like, for example, if you don't clean the filter in your tumble dryer, it's a hazard. It could cause a fire.
Right.
So, yeah.
So you're teaching me as well. You say you can save people money as well.
Yeah, so obviously, like, I'm sure, like, a lot of people out there as well, there's a lot of cleaning products in the market today. And for those at home who maybe, you know, aren't really interested, or to make it more affordable, instead of cleaning products, you can use shaving foam, baby oil, you can use lemons, like, you can even use tinfoil if you scrub up a little.
Go back here now. You use shaving foam to do what?
You can use shaving foam to clean your sink or your bathtub or shine your taps or silverware
or baby oil. For some reason, I know it's not, but
you can actually use shaving foam as well to remove like stains off your carpet, like wine stains and everything.
Helen, stop this mad woman with her crazy tricks. Do you access social media, Helen, as well for trips or tips for your own classes?
So we would always use, now there's many different forms of social media and we use many different things as a hook for our class, but I'd have often students come to me, Miss Allen, I've seen this on TikTok, is it true? And one of the classes we did before Easter was developing natural cleaning agents, and we got five or six of them off TikTok and we tested them to identify, is this true, is it accurate, is there any misinformation that they're telling us online, because sometimes they can be.
Not Donna Louise.
Not Donna Louise, of course not. And basically then we use it as a class discussion and we use it to develop the theory that we have learnt in class.
Okay.
So we had a big discussion then about how this is a cost-effective method to clean our house and how they were better for the environment and linked into sustainability as well.
Are you two
and
like,
she's right.
Are you two? Can I just say, every time I hear people like you, you're so good and you're so enthusiastic about cleaning and organising and tidying, which I'm not, I must say. But I just, I'm suspicious. Are you like two Marie Kondos? Do you remember when she had her children, she said, look, after the whatever child, whatever child it was, she said, to hell with it, the house is dirty. Tell the real truth now.
Well, I'd say now at home they'd argue that I don't put into practice what I have learnt in class. But I do teach my kids how to look after the home and how to clean and how to cook.
So
and,
we have Marie Kondo number one
skills.
Outed on Drive Time. And Donna Louise?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think the more you're at home, the more you notice things need done. I don't know. I like a clean and organized home. It's therapeutic for me. But that's the thing. If I go into someone else's home and it's not as clean and tidy as mine, it doesn't bother me at all. It's just I like my own home.
Okay. Well, look at Mrs. Housebrough. Your videos are sensational, and I ask people to check them out. And Helen Allen of St. Angela's in Cork, your reputation for the good goes far and wide. Thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme.